Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, October 14th, 2025, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. And it is a pea soup fog morning this morning. You know, we've had a little bit of fog this autumn and late summer. But this morning takes the cake. I looked out of my garage door this morning and I thought, okay, it's another foggy morning. And then I pulled out of the driveway and got to 95, and there was no break in the fog at all. So if you are listening from an automobile or you're getting ready to go out, I don't know how much of the fog has burned off at this point. But be very careful, because you cannot see, I don't know, maybe 5 feet in front of you. It is very, very foggy out there today. Remember to have your headlights on bright so people can see you coming and people can see you going. And we don't have any traffic accidents out there this morning. But yeah, pea soup. It reminds me of pea soup. Have you ever had pea soup kind of cloudy? That's what it reminds me of. So be careful out there. Almost halfway through the month of October now. Can you imagine that? Halloween right around the corner. We'll be hearing those jingle bells before too long. Do want to remind you, Kroger Kids Night Out on Route 95 here in Marion, Monday, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out, Monday, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m., Route 95 here in Marion, Ghost and Goblins Galore. So don't miss that for love nor money. Getting a message out here from our dear friend Mary this morning. City and county schools are closed. Well, I can believe that, because it is just incredibly foggy. Usually fog just brings along a delay. But Mary's telling us that the city and county schools are closed for the day. And I can certainly understand why. It is extremely foggy. Now, hopefully it burns off in the next couple hours before I have to leave here. But it is definitely dangerous out there this morning. Were the kids off for Columbus Day yesterday? Are they getting a four-day weekend now? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? I couldn't tell yesterday if the kids were off for Columbus Day or not. Because the traffic was somewhat busy, but not as busy as it typically is on a Monday, so I don't know if kids were off yesterday or not. I know, you know, banks were closed and the mail didn't run and stuff like that, but we're in the middle of a government shutdown, so who knows what's operating from time to time. I don't know if the kids were in yesterday or not, but apparently they're getting a day off today. So I'm sure they'll be happy with that. But I can understand it with the fog that's out there. I don't know what caused it, because there wasn't a dramatic change in the temperature, and I don't think we've had any precipitation in the last couple days. So whatever caused the fog, the dense fog, or as I like to call it, the pea soup fog, what can you do? It's there. Okay, let's run down what happened in last night's city council meeting. You know, we had a lot of talk about what was going to happen and what might happen and so on and so forth. Well, here's what happened last night. Oh, and I want to thank Mary for sending that update. Okay, well, you know, last night, I do have to say, was much more cordial. So, me droning on here for a week about how angry things had gotten and how personality-driven things had gotten, it definitely got better last night. I don't think there was a big yelling match or any name-calling that I can remember, but somebody might remind me of it. It was about another three-hour meeting, so it was another marathon meeting. So, yesterday when I said the meeting would be about an hour, it was a short agenda. So, really, I felt that I was justified in saying it was going to take an hour, but we managed to stretch it out over 3 hours for a lot of reasons. And as far as anything getting done, now I don't want to say nothing got done, because I think some good conversation was held on things, but as far as anything getting passed or so on and so forth, I don't know if anything got done on that front. A few financial things got passed, but the big issues are still there. Now, the first issue of the night last night, we're still talking about having this local commercial building department here in Marion. Now, what we did learn last night, which we had not learned heretofore, and I don't know why we didn't learn this, because last week when we got the presentation on this, it took about 45 minutes. But what we finally learned last night is that, now, if I'm misstating this, somebody will tell me, but if this local building code office comes here to Marion, building inspector, commercial building inspector, that you will not be able to use the state any longer. If you want to use the state, that option will be gone. Now, why is this important? Okay, here's why this is important. Now, none of these figures that I'm about to give are exact. But essentially, having this private company could speed things up in getting your permits. We did learn that. But here, what happens is, for the price of having it done quicker, it's going to cost you about $1,500 more for the process, the entire process. The example that was given last night is that if the state does it, everything costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $600-something. Now, if this organization, this private entity does it, it would cost somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000. Now, so it is going to cost more, and you will not have an option. You cannot go to the state at that point and go back to $600. Once Marion votes on this, that's the way it goes. Now, the other thing about this that's interesting, the gentleman said last night he had been doing research, the representative from this company, and he said that on average, commercial inspections in Marion, there are about 8 a month. Now, 8 a month, I don't know if that's a lot or not. It doesn't seem like a lot, but here's what I kept thinking. Okay, if there's 8 a month, how many construction companies are coming into Marion to do business? I don't think it's 8 different construction companies or 8 different entities every month. I would find that hard to believe. So it would seem to me that there are probably fewer people who are doing a lot of construction. People are in that business. So I'm wondering, is anybody lobbying the city to get this done because they think their permits are taking too long? That's what struck me. Because regardless of what the number is, it's going to be a more expensive process. It just is for the consumer. Now, apparently, it's not going to cost the city any more money, but it is going to cost the consumer more money to get your plans approved quicker. But I don't know if this is a lobbying. I'm not sure what's going on there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to answer the question. I'll pick who is lobbying the city for 2000, Scott. You were there the...
Oh, you mean the week before?
Yeah.
Well, Luke Henry was in person. Yes.
Luke Henry was standing there talking about how this would benefit him. And I slept through some of the guy talking. It got so boring, I actually just fell asleep while I was listening to it. But it sounded to me like, you just said you're 8 a month. It sounded to me like this is a good way for them to weasel their way into a residential building code, because I think it was Shaver that asked, and that's where the real money's at.
Well, this is interesting.
Residential.
Well, this became, the week before, I have to admit, the conversation was a little dry, and I'm not saying that last night wasn't also a little dry, but we did get some information, like the discrepancy. You know, I think everybody thought it was going to cost the city more money, and I don't think anybody has found that. It's not going to cost the city more money.
This was my question, though, and I wasn't there, but why do we need to establish a department? Can't these people just contract out with a third party? Why does the city need to get involved?
Well, I think because clearly there is some, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mean, if you're a licensed inspector, why does it matter if it says State of Ohio underneath your title or if it says Bob's inspecting company?
Well,
you know what I mean? I don't get it.
Well, it sounded to me last night, because the question did come up. There were some very good questions asked by council last night, so I got to give them that. That if you use this company, can you still go to the state? And the answer is no. That option is gone once you flip that over. So I want to suppose...
That's citywide, though. So I'm saying, let's say I'm rehabbing a building, a commercial building, and the state or whoever is dragging their feet, why can't I go over to that guy and say, hey, I want you to be my permit guy, and I'll pay you out of my pocket? Why does an entire city have to go with that company? Why can't just I, as my own individual person, go down to his company and hire him as my inspector? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. No, I get what you're saying. Well, and I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to guess, and again, somebody can tell me I'm wrong, but if you cannot use the state if we have this office, I'm going to guess you can't use this office if we have the state.
So you have to exclude one.
It sounded that way.
There's one or the other. There's no opportunity to use both.
Yeah. Well, it sounded that way because I couldn't figure out why you had to do away with the state completely if you have this office, but that was said absolutely last night.
Yeah, what if I don't want to pay the extra $1,500?
Which I think is going to be the catching point here. And I don't know why that is. I'm not in construction, but on Luke Henry, I don't want to throw him completely under the bus here, but Josh Daniels was there last night and he did get up and speak on this, and he would not say either way, and he said there have been instances where the state has drugged their feet, and he did say that sometimes the process is cumbersome. And he would not say if he thought it was a good idea or not.
Didn't he also say that he had a lot, that more of his problems were dealing with his architect?
He did. Well, that's why I couldn't ascertain why he was not giving an opinion. Because he really stayed out of the opinion business on that one, but he certainly didn't with Can Do later on. We'll get to that. But he had no, for a guy in construction for more than 30 years, I believe, He really just kind of...
It kind of led me to believe that he's had issues, but he's not had so many that he thinks we need to go to a third party. That's the way I took it. Now, obviously, we would need him to explain his own position, but that's the way it seemed to me. He wasn't against us, but he did warn how this could morph into a residential.
Residential, yes, he did warn them of that. But I think, and I think Ayers was trying to prove this point last night, that it's going to cost more money. It might cost, three times as much if we go to this company. But then we learned there were only 8 of these on average a month, and I can't imagine these are 8 separate entities.
No.
So,
because there's not that much construction going on inside the city of Marion.
Right. So my question is somebody lobbying for this? Now, by the way, that's not illegal.
That?
I mean, you can do that.
No, yeah, I didn't say it's wrong, but I mean, is there someone lobbying for this? Who's doing the multitude of construction inside the city?
Well, that's
of
it. That's it. But why not? See, here's the thing I never understand. Would that be a negative if you said that? If you said, listen, 4 out of the 8 construction permits that get pulled a month are from the same group, and they're getting hung up, and that's why we want to do this. Is that a dirty thing to say?
No, because let's say, for example, the building that's on the corner of Main and Church, whatever it is, across from Scherzer Park, however long it's been held up. If they could, you know, I mean, it's strictly curiosity. They don't owe us any explanation. But if he would have said last Monday, you know, it took me 6 months to get the plumbing for, well, they said plumbing was different. Okay, it took me 6 months to get the HVAC permitted on this because of delays and inspections and blah, blah, blah. And that delayed this business, and now they don't want to go in there anymore. Or that delayed this housing unit, and someone could have been living there. Then I might feel slightly more sympathetic instead of him just getting up there with a list of questions of why this would benefit him, basically, and then going and sitting back down. I can understand the plight of someone that's trying to, you know, invest in something and make something better, and we as a community can help them do that instead of, hey, I'm friends with the mayor and I want this done and you guys need to, like, pass this last week.
Well, and I think basically...
Oh, and I'm willing to pay more. I don't care if other people are willing to pay more or not. I'm willing to pay more and able to pay more. So everyone else that wants to do this should be willing and able to pay more as well.
Right, and I think, you know, again, nothing wrong with saying that. And at this point, now that we have all the cards turned over on the table, that it will cost people more who want to do construction, and it isn't going to cost the city any money that we can find.
That's what they say now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we say. But
I just don't understand why we need a whole department. If there's someone that's already doing this job, which their job is only to accept money and issue permits, as far as I understand, why do we need a whole new department to do that?
You know what I cannot understand.
Now,
if there's a lot of ifs here, so this is a lot of supposing. But if this really has to do with Luke Henry, and if this really has to do with downtown Marion, and if this really is what this is all about, I cannot understand. And trust me, this predates Bill Collins a long way. You can go back and listen in our archives from 16, 18, 14, years ago. I have always... People's fascination with downtown Marion,
welfare district.
Well, it just blows my mind because, you know, Lois Fisher did a lot of work down there and revitalized some of the buildings and got people back into them. And other people have done that too in the chambers mm-hmm. down there and all the mm-hmm. political offices. And they try to redo the parking and you know, back in parking and smaller parking spaces and all this sort of thing.
And doors and speed limits and signs and...
I just don't understand why that is the biggest project. Well, I do in a way. I understand that they have lost the commercial business because of Route 95 being in the county. They have lost... Well, when Delaware Avenue had a lot of... the mall was in the county. Kroger on Delaware Avenue is in the county. So they don't have any of that commercial business. So they think they're going to do that in downtown Marion. By the way, it's never going to happen. Now, I don't know why they don't concentrate on Main Street.
How dare you say that? How dare you... say that. I mean, they've been trying for 25 years or however long it's been.
Oh, longer than that.
Give it some time, sir. You are being negative, and we are only allowed to say positive things about the downtown.
But it here's the thing. Main Street has got it, and Main Street is in the city. And you know why they don't campaign for Main Street is because they don't need to. It's already there. The businesses are there. They built there. It's because it was advantageous for them. The street structure was there. The land was there. People were willing to let their houses be torn down. They had the parking.
And you have the customer base. It's
right.
Surrounded by a residential area.
Right, but downtown, for a lot of reasons, number one is obviously the one-way streets. Number two, there is a parking issue down there. And
now,
number
Scott, there are 763,000 spots within a half a mile walk of downtown Marion.
Really?
How dare you?
My goodness.
No, there's some number they've got that's like 2,000.
Well, but here's the thing.
I'm serious.
And
like, what?
You know what?
It's faster for me, Scott, to walk from my house to downtown than it is to get in my car and drive and find a place to park and walk to whatever business it is I'm going to.
But here's the thing. I mean, and I understand that Upper Sandusky is great downtown.
Ucyrus has a very nice downtown.
Delaware is nice
Delaware
downtown.
Delaware has a very nice downtown.
But here's the problem. The one thing all of those areas have in common is you can pull right off 23 into downtown. In Marion, you can't. And that's not going to be fixed because the highway system,
driving right through the downtown.
Yeah, well, 423 was 23, and when that was 23, yes, and if that were still the case, I would say, boy, promote downtown like nobody's business. But as long as you have got the Route 23 bypass out here by Meyer, and that's why the businesses are out there, by the way. That is what is pulling the business. And I always say, I'm going to give you the question here. Okay, let's say you want to meet somebody in downtown Marion for a nice dinner, and they live out of town. Let's say they live in Delaware. How are you going to tell them, just give me the directions to get to downtown Marion from Delaware.
Google my house and we'll get up there together.
Right, but no, you know what you have to say? you have to say, get on 23. When you see Meyer, pull off, go all the way down Route 95. Now, don't turn off.
They can get Waldo.
They could, but that's the odd way. Most people like to go down the interstate.
That's the way that I would go then.
Right. But no, most people like to go down 23. Take them down 23. You're going to see Meyer. Get off there.
Then, I agree that 95 and 309 and all of that, where it splits and comes back together, that all gets very confusing.
Right, and if you get on 95 or 309, remember you've got to tell the people that at one point the roads are going to turn into one way. And if you go down 95, you got to go down an alley that they call a street to get to downtown Marion. That's complicated. And that is why it's not because of the people or the downtown managers, all that have been there over the years, or the people who put a lot of work in downtown Marion. The reason it is primarily
very nice stores down there. Very nice.
Yes, and the reason, and it's a nice, at Christmas it looks very nice. But the reason,
it looks very nice right now. The flowers are beautiful.
But
flowers have been beautiful all summer.
But the reason that it never has been able, there's okay, reasons people shop. Is there a drugstore in downtown Marion? No. Is there a fast food place in downtown Marion? No. Is there a department store in downtown Marion? No. Okay, now, you don't have one of those three things. People aren't coming by the masses. I'm sorry.
Well, and, you know, even something to, because there's a lot of medical offices down there now, which is, I'm fine with that because we need health care in Marion. But there's not even a place where you can go, like, grab lunch or necessarily browse a little shop of your interest after you go to the doctor.
Is there a school in downtown Marion?
Yes, there are a couple.
Well,
now, there's Trekka, but it's technically an online school,
right.
So they have their office.
I'm talking,
I think Marion Tech has an office above them.
Right. I'm talking about a city school where students reign.
No.
Haven't we learned?
Buckeye Community School now is down past the Bucci's? You want to call it the warehouse. Buckeye Community School is down. I think it was Old Probst Supply. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
By the funeral home?
Yeah. But, you know, here's
but that's
the
way on the other end.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The thing to me about this is that beautify it. I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get small people who live in Marion to open their businesses down there, good. If you can get people to open up these niche shops like toy stores and clothing shops, good. If you can get office space taken up down there, good. Two radio stations I have worked for, three had offices in downtown Marion. It was fine. It was great. Never had a problem. All I'm saying is that if you...
Well, I mean, even the prosecutor's office is gone now.
That's true. That's true.
You know, that whole... I know there's a couple of little shops through there, but that little strip is, you know, attorneys and empty. There's the candy store in there, and if you haven't been to Yummy Treats, you really should get in there. That's a really fun store. But, you know, there's just a lot of empty space, and there's I tell people there's things down there that I hope I never need. There's lawyers, the court, and doctors.
But that's that's what it should be at this point. You know, it's not a retail area.
Mm-mm.
So why can't people just be happy with that? And I guess that's a tangent to go off on. But it's just, I don't understand why everybody takes Marion downtown as a pet project in the city.
Now, please take that frustration and live a quarter mile away from where millions and millions and millions of dollars are poured into downtown. And when we ask for a sidewalk, so people can safely get to job and family services and to the homeless shelter and to the child support office, we're told it costs too much money.
Well, right.
We'll try to get a grant for an asphalt path.
Right, but that's my whole point here is...
So do you see my frustration?
Yeah, but what's the answer? Why is it, and it's not just this administration or council. I've heard this for years. We put cardinals down there. We all this DORA stuff. And what is the fascination with every administration and every council with downtown Marion? Is that all they've got? I mean, can they not? I don't know. It's a weird thing because nobody ever touts Main Street. I've never heard anybody stand up at a council meeting, a mayor or a council person, and go, wow, look at what's happening on Main Street. Doesn't happen.
Are you talking about our Wendy's?
Well, not just Wendy's. Taco Bell's there. McDonald's is longstanding there. The only Rallies and Dairy Queen in town are there. They've got the need for two dollar stores there that stay very busy. They've got Victor's. They've got Stewart's. They got a lot of stuff on Main Street in that area after the
break. Rambled it off. Stuff I forgot about.
But
why
don't people promote that? And I that always boggles my mind.
Wrong area of town.
But it's in the city. They get those tax dollars.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we no longer hear about it, but there was a ice cream store on the other end of town that, I mean, they put a guardrail in front of it, and they went on about it for about 4 months. And, you know, we go to Dairy Queen over here, so that was not a big deal to us.
And by the way, the fire station will be very near that area. I mean, that's going to be... Well, so here's the thing, I guess, on the whole, I would say to the people in the city. Keep working on downtown. People do visit it. They have some nice parks down there. You hold some events down there. That's good. But understand, it's not going to be the hub of commerce. And maybe put some concentration on Main Street, which has already become a hub of commerce. And I don't know why this continues to be the pet project. Maybe because it's downtown and the palace is down there.
Mentioned something about the economic developer needed to work on other stuff other than jobs, like housing and, you know, retail development, that sort of thing, food deserts, you know, big issues, not just jobs. And I was looking, I always just kind of browse housing strictly out of curiosity. And some of this downtown housing, I'm looking at one-bedroom apartments that are $1,050 a month plus utilities.
Well, there you go. And by the way, I also want to say, everybody I know who has lived downtown or who is living downtown, and I've known people, they like it. I mean, they're not unhappy with it. So it's, you know, it's fine for them. But I just, when it comes to this building code, if that indeed is the problem, is that the people who are developing downtown Marion want to get this expedited, well, just come say that. And let's move on from there. Because if you are pulling more permits than everybody else, well, maybe then it is in your favor. I don't know. Maybe, and there isn't a lot of resistance from other people.
Well, the plumbing guy didn't seem too happy, but...
No, he was... Was he there? I couldn't tell if he was there last night or not. Somebody was there.
He
walked out.
I was not there last night, so I don't know. But I know that night he wasn't pleased, but he found out that, you know, his permits are still going to come from the same place. But he still wasn't pleased even after he found that. Because I think he sees that. It might seep into his field. Profession as well.
Well, I think they're looking for this public hearing, which they are going to have, and as soon as that's scheduled, I think if a lot of people show up saying we don't want it, I don't think they'll vote for it, but if nobody shows up, I think they will vote for it.
Well, apparently people were paying attention because he showed up that night and he was not someone that I had seen before. So, all right, well, let's let someone else ramble. Hey,
well, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. So that's my take on the whole building code. And again, I don't want anybody in downtown Marion to think that I'm dumping on downtown Marion. I've never been dumping on downtown Marion. I like downtown Marion. The downtown Marion people have been nice to me over the years for the most part. We've had a few misunderstandings. I don't think anything more than that. But they've been nice. I've never had an issue with them. I appreciate what they're doing. I just think we've got to get somewhere in this area where we understand what we're talking about. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes.
Now, isn't the crux of necessitating a new department for the building permits and that? It seems as though it all focuses around Inspector A coming out. And then the next thing you know, you got Inspector B coming out, doesn't like what A has done, and says, do this and change stuff. And then once you do all of that, you have Inspector C coming out.
Well, and
now, am I not understanding that, or is that what they were getting at?
Yeah, but I guess as I was trying to pay attention, apparently there's a flat rate with the state. So you pay that flat rate, and that's why it ends up being so much cheaper. But they go through this process with this company because it is expedited, and I think that's why they do it in different stages. But somebody out there listening this morning, Laura, who does not live in Marion currently, said the one-ways are a pain. And that's somebody's perspective who comes to Marion, who listens to this show, who, you know, it's tough for people. And I think by now she probably understands what streets are one way and which ones are not. But that is complicated for people outside of town.
Well, you kind of lost me from the need to have this.
I think it's because is this being pushed by one group that wants this done? Because we learned last night that only 8 permits on average in Marion are being pulled a month. And I can't imagine that those are 8 different companies.
It doesn't seem like the need really exists only in the minds of those who have been held up. Again, which it falls down on, okay, I have Inspector A come out. He says everything's fine. I can proceed to the next step for another inspection. And then Inspector D comes out and says, no, we want you to do it that way. So now you have to back up and wipe out what Inspector A has said to satisfy Inspector D. And once you accomplish that, you have that inspected, and Inspector C comes out. You know, it's kind of like you get the 3 Stooges coming out there, and at the last possible moment, they give you a shump.
Well, I will give City Council, though, the benefit of the doubt on this one. I believe this will come down to the public hearing. I think if a lot of people come up and say, I'm fine with the state, I don't want to pay this extra fee, contractors, I don't think they'll vote for it. I think if nobody shows up and nobody's complaining or people say they want it, I think they will vote for it. I don't think there is a person on City Council who has their mind made up on this one yet until they hear from contractors, because I just don't think they know a lot about it.
I hope you're right. But I mean, you see what I'm saying? It seems like we don't need to necessarily do this as much as get the system so that once an inspector comes out, there needs to be a continuity of inspectors so that one inspector can't necessarily countermand what the first inspector has said, or that you get assigned an inspector to take a look and stay with that project. You know, it's like playing roulette. You don't know what's going to happen. And if, you know, you're always trying to satisfy someone, which it seems as though after that, what was his name? Shaver was the guy?
I think so. I think that's his name.
it seemed to make sense that he's kind of positioned his company that they have the wherewithal in the various disciplines of that to say, hey, no, I've inspected it. I'm certified for this, this, and this. So that could hopefully expedite everything. But again, it seems as though there's too much bureaucracy. And, you know, the bottom line is, ultimately, the consumer is going to pay for this.
Well, they
That's
are.
The bottom line. Because the building, okay, it's going to cost more. Okay, I'm a contractor. What the heck? I'll pay the extra this and that. I'll just have to up whatever it is, the cost per rent for square footage. Now, again, we're talking all commercial buildings, right?
Right, right. But you know what's interesting? And again, there's nothing wrong with lobbying politicians to get something done. That happens all the time. But,
oh, that's business.
Right, but where did this idea come from? I mean, nobody has ever really said who approached the city, because I don't think the city's in the construction business. Who approached the city and said, this is a major problem, this needs to be fixed? Because I've heard from one person. I've heard from Luke Henry. So who are the masses of people that have come to the city and said, this is a massive problem, that have got them spurred to fix this problem? Where we're at this where we are now, you know, sitting through these meetings. So who did that?
It certainly isn't Gil Bain or Turner Construction, that's for sure.
Well, I just keep wondering, and again, if they said it is just them, they do a lot of work downtown. Maybe they pull more permits. Maybe they pull 50% of the permits. I don't know. And if that's true, I can certainly see why they would want it sped up. But why not just say that? And that, I don't understand the secrecy in these things, because if you got up and said, listen, 4 out of 8 of our permits that are pulled every month are pulled by the same company, and it's this company in downtown Marion, and they're getting hung up because of not being able to expedite their process of getting these buildings inspected. We need to do something about that. Well, if you say that, that sounds convincing.
Well, a complete full disclosure. Hey, I have these government grants, community development block grants, or this grant, that grant for urban renewal, or what have you, and this is putting these projects in jeopardy. Like you say, a full disclosure.
Right, and I don't think the citizens are going to lose their mind and go, oh my gosh, I think they would probably be sympathetic. And
I think they'd appreciate it more and say, you know, that makes sense.
Well, right, and I don't even think other contractors, because if we have that few permits pulled in a month, I mean, what contractors are you going to see down there? I mean, 8 a month is not a lot. How many contractors are you going to see showing up saying, you know, we don't want this or we do want this? I can't imagine that'd be a big group.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe to varying degrees, it could be put offish to someone that may have to pay more. Or, you know, you could get a good size contractor that says, that's peanuts. That's, you know, generally people that have the wherewithal to do big projects, they, you know, kind of thumb their nose at little inconveniences such as that. But it will be interesting. Hopefully some of the local contractors are going to show up and give some input so that a better informed decision can be made.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I guess the topic of conversation here is this new building code office, permit office, in the city of Marion. I guess this would encompass the city of Marion. We do now know that if this does come in, that the state will be out as far as doing these permits and things of that nature. So that will stop. And it will cost more money. Now, is that worth it? I guess is where we are right now. So I guess we have to figure out, is that worth what we want? Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I find it hard to believe that there's 8 places downtown that, you know, and that's most of a permits draw for downtown. You don't see that much stuff going on downtown.
Well, that's what that Mr. Shaver said. Maybe it's not just down. I think it's the whole, maybe it's the county or the city.
And then another point I want to make, the council and the mayor are both made up of almost all Republicans except one.
Right.
Don't Republicans run on less government, less costs?
Well, I don't...
Democrats raise the prices on everything and cause all the problem. Well, we got a Democrat mayor, and we got a Republican mayor, and we got a Republican council. Now, are they going to vote that you have to use that one company and it's going to cost you more?
Well, it's interesting.
Party of well, what they say they are?
Well, it's interesting because I don't think that this council, now again, I could be proven wrong on this, I don't think that this council or this mayor would say that they are less government. I don't know how they could say that, because they have created more government positions in their 2 years than the previous administration did in 16. So I don't know how they could possibly say that they were for less government, because they've created positions. Now, I'm not saying these were not positions that were needed, but I mean, they split the safety service director, so that became 2 jobs instead of 1. And they created a budget director that had never happened before. And they created a grant writer that had never happened before. And now they want to create, which we're going to get into next hour, but they want to create economic development director that had never happened before. So I don't know how they could possibly say that they were for less government. I think they've expanded Marion government quite a bit.
Yeah, but the Republican Party in general talks like that and tries to make the Democrats responsible for every bad thing and any more, you know, government than is necessary. You know, so when people vote, are because of what the Republican Party lyingly says.
You know what's interesting? I saw an article, and I believe it was on the front page of the Marion Star yesterday, and I think that's why I saw it, because the paper edition is the one that I see on the news rack. And there was, I think it was above the fold on the front page, and it was talking about how Democrats are doing very, very well in these off-year elections. And I don't know what that's going to mean in November. I keep wondering, you know, we've got this election coming up in less than a month. Now, it's going to be low turnout because it's just local stuff. But are the Democrats, with all of these protests, which are drawing a decent number of people, I mean, when you draw 300 people to a protest, that's a lot of people in a local election.
Well, there's no Kings protest coming up, I think, the 18th.
Right. So you've got that group, and are people mobilized to vote for Democrats? And I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait for election night to find that out. But I keep seeing these articles everywhere, and we have not had an election since the election of Donald Trump. So this will be the first one, and I don't know if there'll be a... You know, I always say it's been down ticket for a while now. Will that be down ticket? It very well could be.
Well, I want to encourage everybody, you know, to go to that No Kings president, you know, rally. But, you know, not enough people sometimes go. What, they had 300 last time? Is that what it was?
The last one I covered was 300. I think they had one in between, but I don't know if it did as well. I don't know. I just know that if you go from January until now, certainly the Democratic or the anti-Trump side has picked up quite a bit, And the Trump side doesn't seem to be defending anything. So I don't know what that will mean for local elections. I don't know. I'm curious to see on election night.
When are they going to send out the ballots? Do you know? I sent a application for a ballot.
I think they're out because I've heard of people voting already. Now maybe they're voting uptown. I don't know.
Well, I know they got drop boxes set up out there already.
Yeah, so I think they're out. So you'll probably get it very soon.
Well, that'll be good.
Now, so you're in the third ward. So basically, the only thing you'll be voting on is what, at large?
I just seen a kid walk by with a backpack on.
Oh, I don't know if anybody's going to
school was canceled.
Maybe he thought school was happening today and got sent home. So who do you like at large? We got Rollins, we got Dichtel, we got Danny Clark, we've got Scott Kreider, and we've got Hollerman, I believe, who's a write-in candidate.
Oh, I don't know enough about him to really give an opinion, so I'll probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
So go for the Kreider.
Is that the Democratic candidate?
Yeah, but I think you can pick three.
Three?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll pick two Democrat and one Republican and just spread my vote around.
Yeah. Well, I think the independent is the Democrat, I think, or the write-in, Hollerman.
Let's see, what makes the problem, you know, everybody votes the DNR for what party they're in, but we don't, you know, get to know enough about a lot of the candidates that we're putting that vote down for.
Well, hopefully next Tuesday night you'll learn some. They all should be there for Candidates Night, which will be broadcast on this station that night, 7:30, so hopefully you'll learn something.
7:30 to what?
7:30 to 9:30.
9:30.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We're almost at the top of the hour here, about a minute. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Economic Development Director. But hopefully this has been the story on the Building Code Office, Commercial Building Code Office, that could be coming to Marion. We don't know yet. We'll find out as time goes along. Last night was the first reading for that. Will contractors show up and voice that they're unhappy with the wait time? Will people show up and say they don't want this? I don't know, but I do believe that that's where council's going to fall on this. I think this is one of those occasions that the people will make the decision. I think if there's an outcry that people don't want it, I think that's the way council will go. And I think if there's an outcry that, yes, we need it, or nobody shows up, council will probably vote for it. So I guess the next 2 weeks are what we need to pay attention to as far as this building code office goes. Back with more after this.
For guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly...